You think, oh my goodness, this is way out in the country. So it felt like you were out in the middle of nowhere, but I guess I must have gotten over that. We looked at a house when we bought our first house in Roseville on the corner. The other house we looked at was down in what they call Sprout Brook, which is actually north of Cherry Valley, but you go down to Sprout Brook because you go down a hill, and that even seemed more remote to me than Roseboom did. So we went with the house in Roseboom, just because it did, in contrast to that one, it seemed like it was a little closer to civilization. So I was telling the people at the nursing home, I was saying I had to practice up for this interview. And I was telling them one asked me if I knew people in South Valley, and I said I did, and we reminisced about people in South Valley. And then I told them about one time I was, you know, fairly newly married and newly here. I was collecting for the Red Cross, and I must have had to go up the South Valley Hill Road for some reason, and I got partway up, and the road was slippery, and I couldn't make it the whole way. Then I had to back down all the way, which I told them that was a very scary process. And then about the first year when we were married and we lived on Route 80, and I was coming to some event at school, Don was at school, and I had to drive over to school. And the road had iced up, but I didn't realize it. I'd never really had any experience with icy roads in New Jersey, although I guess we had them, but not much. And so I was coming along old Route 20 at a fairly good clip. And there's a place where there's quite a curve on old Route 20. And right there, I spun right around in a circle. And I thought, well, wonder why did I do that? I opened the door and put my foot out, and then the road was icy. I said, oh, that's why I did it. So after that, I was much more cautious. But we've had some icy drives that you have to go. Don's brother this doesn't have much to do with Roseboom, but I'll tell it anyway. His brother was a farmer down 166 towards Milford, and unfortunately his house burned up at one point, but luckily he and his wife got out okay, safely. But anyway, we'd been to Utica to buy him some clothes. He was quite a large fellow, and so we went to the big men's store to get him some clothes. And, oh, a terrible ice storm must have occurred between us leaving Unica and getting home. And again, old Route 20 was just a sheet of ice, so we just crawled along at a very slow pace, like 5 miles an hour. But we made it. We made it okay. So, luckily, knock on wood, we have made it safely through all the winter driving we've had to do, which is tricky. It's tricky in Roseboom, but we're on the flat. I would never live up on a hill or with a steep drive, you know, a long driveway or anything. I think it was just by lucky chance that we picked these houses with short driveways. Probably Don knew it. He knew what he was doing. So, there. I don't know. I think, well, we might have 2 or 3 minutes, but not much, I don't think.
So I think that was the end. That was our last question.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Susan, for sharing your experiences and your stories.
Well, I hope they'll work out okay for you, Phoebe, and thank you for bringing the muffins. The pumpkin muffins.
You're most welcome. Thank you.